God, we've been celebrating over the last few days what we call Christmas. It's a reminder that, God, we have been worshiping a God who came from heaven as a baby. And Jesus, you came to be with us, Emmanuel. And what a beautiful name, that name, Emmanuel. The God who loved us and would not leave us in our sin or in our despair or separation from God, but brought us back into fellowship with his Father. What a beautiful, beautiful name. And Jesus, we honor you this morning. We worship you and we adore you. God, we declare that you are the most beautiful one. And God, out there, today, if I think about Emmanuel, God with us, God, you are with the lonely. Those that are feeling that way today, God, you are with those who maybe are feeling a little bit down. God, you're with those who maybe physically need a healing or a touch today. You're with those, God, who spiritually might want, God, a refreshing, a renewing in their spirit. And God, you're with those who maybe are feeling a little bit of guilt today, or they're downtrodden because, God, they have maybe been living in sin a little bit, and God, they need a touch of your grace today. But God, wherever we find ourselves today, I pray that we would recognize and know that beautiful name, that name of Jesus, that Emmanuel, the God who is with us. And he's certainly with us right now wherever we are. So God, in your grace and mercy today, we ask for your strength. We ask for your Spirit to just rekindle in us the joy of the Spirit, the joy of our faith, and give us a little bit greater picture of Jesus. So we proclaim today, we acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. And we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. And we honor you in this way. And we thank you, Jesus, in your wonderful name, your beautiful name, that name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God is great, isn't he? What a beautiful name, that name of Jesus. And what a good moment today to just be able to take a few minutes together and to just dwell on that wonderful name, that beautiful name. I just want to acknowledge, I'll get you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 96. I'm just going to read a couple verses from there this morning to encourage us. And then I'm going to read some thoughts from some of you that have texted or emailed me in a word of gratitude to the Lord or a little bit of a testimony. And then we're going to go to communion. But first, to just start, I just wanted to acknowledge that Paul and Terry Starlin, they are having an anniversary this week on Wednesday. And I just wanted you to know that, because if you have a way of contacting them or dropping a card in their mailbox, this is their 60th wedding anniversary that's coming up. So I just wanted to acknowledge that and bless them in the name of Jesus. And just tell them how great a testimony that is for us that are in marriage, that longevity and faithfulness to each other. So congratulations, and God bless you again this coming year. Psalm 96, the second part of verse 2, and I'm going to read to the first part of verse 4. It says, "Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." Let me repeat that. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. What a great thought for us today as we wind up this calendar year of 2020. You know, that word proclaim really means to bear tidings or to bear or bring good news. In other words, a proclaimer would be that person who is a bearer of good news. And today, can we just do that in our thoughts that you have mailed in or texted in. And can we also do that in our hearts and in our minds this morning, wherever we find ourselves, that we would proclaim good news or bring good news. And he goes on there, proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Really what that means is continually, that continually in our hearts and in our lives, in our mouths and in our thoughts, that we would continue to proclaim good tidings of God's salvation, of our faith in him, our trust in him, all that he has done for us, that we would proclaim those continually and we would not be silent or hold it in. You know, it says to tell of his glory among the nations. So that word tell of means it's a verb. It's an action word, to put it simply. It's something we do, we have to actually act upon or do. So we tell of, so we count or recount or relate what God has done for us. It's like taking a tally sheet and marking off, well, here's what God has done, here's what he's done, here's what he's done, here's what he's done. And then we have this list, and then we recount it and tell of it and repeat it continually to ourselves and to others. And then it goes on to say, to tell of his glory, to tell of him and his wonderful deeds. You see, we talk about God, about who he is and what he's done and how amazing God is and how beautiful God is, as we even sung this morning. But it's also the fact that we talk about him, but we also talk about his wonderful deeds, the things that God has done. He has done in general for all of us, including salvation, but also the things that God has done for me personally. What has God done that I would continually count these and recount them and talk about them in all their ways? And it says to do it to the nations and to peoples. Really what it means to me is that we would talk about God and about his wonderful deeds to those who are of faith, to our church family, to other Christians, people that know him, and so we can continually encourage and remind each other and build ourselves up in our faith by recounting things God has done to us amongst each other, but also that we would continue to tell the great things that God has done among all people, and that includes those that are not in faith, those that we work with, go to school with, that we're neighbors of, just people in general, that we would just say, hey, you know what God did for me? And just to recount those great blessings that God has done, that we would not be silent or hold those things in. And why do we do this? You know, out of love, of course, that we have love and passion for God. But it says, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We do it because God is great, that God is awesome. And we do it because we need to give him praise because he is greatly to be praised. That all of our praise and adoration would go to him for who he is and what he has done for us. You know, the word praised there means to be boastful. You know, I can't think of a person who wants to boast about somebody being quiet about it. You know, it's an expression, an action where we really want to proclaim it beyond just the normal conversation, but to highlight it or magnify it. And really, as Christians, we know God. And we know what he's done in our lives and what he's been doing in our lives. And so we have a lot to boast about, a lot to declare. So could I encourage us this morning? Can we put in our thought, you know, no matter how we've been in the past, that's in the past. But what are we going to be like today and in the days ahead as we go into 2021? You know, let's be boastful about the Lord. Let's proclaim the good news of God. Let's do it continually, day after day. You know, let's remind ourselves when we wake up in the morning to just give some praise to God and to thank him. And when we put our head in the pillow, as we've done it all through the day when we've thought about him, that we would put our head in our pillow and give thanks to God and to boast about his glory in that day. Tell about God. Proclaim God. Give him his honor and his due. Some of you wrote me, and I like to quote and read these things. This one here is from Paul Coupe. It says, for me, 2020 started off in March with the cancellation of my school-based trip to England, with a group of 40 students. The cancellation came just days before we were to leave. It was probably one of the best things that happened to me. I truly believe that cancellation was the best thing God could have done for me. He took away a load of stress and a potential catastrophe, got to get that out, that would have seen 40 students locked down in England with their 8 chaperones, including me. Praise God. In the months that followed, God has taken care of Deb and I in so many ways. As a result of this pandemic, we've had to limit what we do and where we go. We've had to slow down. Because of this, God has enabled us to spend more time in prayer and to depend on Him more. Oh, isn't that awesome? We got Angela Thompson, and she says, where to begin? There's so many things to be annoyed with in 2020 and easy to focus on, but there have been many good things to be grateful for as well. My grandmother passed away this year, and due to COVID, we weren't able to have a formal funeral, and due to scheduling, I wasn't able to attend the very small, limited family gathering at the gravesite months later. Not really a reason to be thankful, but I can rejoice that she is with the Lord. This morning, I am in the office listening to a beautiful music station playing piano and other instrumental Christmas songs. One of my favorite memories of my grandma is her playing the piano and singing along to carols. I am enjoying the memory of her today and the thought of heavenly hosts joining her. And then she puts in there, great, now you've got me crying. Laugh out loud. We were blessed with a beautiful granddaughter this year. Given the choice, we would repeat this year over and over again for this wonderful gift. I'm thankful for my employment. Even though things have changed and brought many more challenges, I'm still able to provide for my family. And technology, to be able to still share in the lives of our loved ones, regardless of the distance. Great thoughts, Angela. This is from Florence. With all that has happened this year, I'm only upright and standing by the grace of God and His strength. 3 falls, massive damage to all the muscles in both front and back, but nothing broken. Working through the semester online while struggling with a lack of comprehension of either the material or how to function the material without classmates' interaction. Thank you to all who were faithful in holding me up in prayer. I'm profoundly grateful. God bless you and keep you. This is from Lance Patterson. I'm thankful for a wonderful church family and friends and for my birth family. Lily Levine wrote this. We're so blessed this year for having 2 new grandsons, Justin Jr. and Clay Harrison and Inga. A really gigantic blessing to our family, and above that, good health to everyone. I want to give the glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ. Keep safe, everyone. God bless us all. Don Brandt, who went down for surgery on his heart, just treatments there this last week. When I was talking to him, he was really thankful for the fact that when he's at work and all of the people that he works with are not Christians, he says, but the entire conversation constantly throughout every day was that they continually talked about end times and about, this whole thing and what was going to happen in our future. So he was quite taken back by the fact that all these non-believers were talking about end times and about significant, revelation type events constantly. This is from my wife, Noreen. It says, I love sitting by the Christmas tree in the evenings, dim the lights, turn the fireplace on, sit by the tree, soft white lights reflecting off our eclectic collection of ornaments. All is calm, all is bright. These quiet moments by the tree are often reflecting times for me. This year has no shortage of things to reflect on. What a year it's been. If 2020 taught me anything, it's that life is better in community. We were created to crave community. Sharing your life with others, caring for each other in the valleys, and celebrating on the mountaintops. There were times this year we wished we could grieve in person, not over the phone, to wrap those we love in a full, tearful embrace. Times we wished we could celebrate the happy times and share in each other's joy. My soul grieved not being able to be with my friends and family this year. But in this season of Advent, I cling to my faith that tells me Jesus is my hope and peace. We have not been alone this year. Jesus, Emmanuel, is God with us, and that gives me comfort. I have hope that 2021 will bring us all together in person, and we can gather together again. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all. This comes from Justin Spear and Jess and the family. It says, we're thankful for his timing and providing for our family throughout this crazy year. 2020, we had some very big hurdles this summer that we were not prepared for. And without the craziness of 2020, Jessica wouldn't have gone back to work full time. And with that, it gave us the means to get over our hurdles and then some. And we know it was all from him. Amen to that. Carla Crawford writes, this past year has brought a lot of challenges, isolation, and fear of the unknown. By drawing close to God through it all, I have learned more about his character. He is faithful and will never leave us or forsake us. We have hope that he is our rock, and though we don't know what the future will bring, we don't have to live in fear of the unknown. He knows the future, and if I keep my eyes on him, the storm seems to subside. Amen to that. Glenn Disler writes, I'm thankful for in 2020, the Lord for his loving salvation. My wife, my love, my friend and companion for more than 45 years. Family and friends, past and present, who the thought of brings a smile to my face. His wife Deborah writes, this is no easy subject you've given, especially when I'm thankful for everything. I'm thankful for the sustaining power of God as I put my trust in him. I'm thankful that Jesus never leaves or forsakes me and that he is close as the mention of his name. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit who mentors me in righteousness. I'm thankful for family, church family, and friends that bless my life in so many ways. So many more, but I'll wrap it up with this. I'm thankful for everything. Yes, even the trials and tribulations, because they help me to trust the Lord more. And all with a grateful, undeserving heart. And finally, Karen Patrician writes this. As I reflect on this past year, for myself personally, it hasn't been that difficult. I have found the alone time beneficial. My prayer has always been to know Jesus more, and I know I have met with him on a higher level these past months. Alone, quiet, trusting, hearing what he's saying, I will never forget this time. Amen, Karen. And I trust that, that we all have found those times this year. You know, I love and thank each of you for sending those thoughts in because, again, that's proclaiming God. It's proclaiming Christ. It's telling of his greatness and about all that he's done. And a thankful heart, it will never steer us wrong that we continue to be thankful to the Lord. I'd like to leave you with a verse as we head into communion. And that's this one here, Psalm 9. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. And that's what we do, God. We do it alone in our individual lives. We do it as families, and we do it as a church family. We want to declare your greatness, God, and we want to give you the glory and the honor. We want to sing and we want to praise your name because you deserve it, God. You're amazing. I'm going to invite you to get your communion emblems, the cup and the bread that you've provided for yourself. As we prepare to take communion, we're going to pause with a song. And the Bible says to examine ourselves. And I guess what I'd like to do today is we would examine ourselves in the context of just reminding ourselves how good God is and all that he has done for us, and that we would just yield our lives again to him. But as we sing this and prepare to take communion together, if you haven't already got your emblems, you know, take this time as well to go and grab them. But let's just pause and think about how amazing God is, especially his salvation and his grace towards each of us. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, you are lovely, God. You are beautiful. And Jesus, we take these moments to partake of the emblems together, to remember what you did, that you gave your life that we might have life. and that eternal. And that's where our hope lies today, and that's what you've given us. You've given us this hope in our hearts, in our minds, that we can go day after day and live our lives, God, as best we can with the help of your Spirit through this life. So we honor you today, and we recognize as we hold the bread that you were broken, God, that you were the one who had the stripes on your back. God, the beating, the various parts of the crucifixion when you hung on that cross, that God just destroyed your physical being. But yeah, you did that for us, God. And we thank you, and we take the emblem of the bread today, God, to give you honor that you deserve for giving your life for us. Let's take that bread together. Praise your name. Praise your name, God. Glory to your name. Wonderful, awesome is your name, God. Thank you, Jesus, for all the suffering you did for our sin, for our punishment, our separation. Thank you, God. We take the cup today as well, a symbol of Jesus' shed blood, that blood that cleanses us of our sin and gives us life. Jesus, you shed your blood for us that we could have relationship with God again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We bless your name today, and we share the cup together, honoring your name, God. Let's partake. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Oh, we give you the glory. And God, I pray that every person that's together with us today, God, that you would bless them in your wonderful name. That you would pour your Spirit upon them, God, as we end this calendar year and we head for a new year. God, that you would be so present in their lives. And God, that you would, just by your Spirit, walk with us and before us. Keep us, God. Help us when we need help, God. And rejoice with us when we rejoice with you, God. But I just bless everyone. And God, thank you that we can proclaim how amazing you are together. Can I just say how much I care and love and appreciate you all, and look forward to seeing God prosper in your life in this coming year. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. Give you peace.
Amen. I think I would be remiss if I let this opportunity go by and not tell you what I'm thankful for God for this year, and I'll do it briefly. But if I look back over the year, I, for myself, have seen just so much growth in my spiritual walk and just this boldness from the Holy Spirit. He was always there, always living and dwelling in me, but just leaning into that this year and just, yeah, like a new boldness, a new confidence, and it's been really exciting. And I actually look back and I go, Who was I before this boldness? And so, but I just want to thank you all for being patient as I grow and loving me and my family really well. So we don't take you for granted. I'm so grateful to be called to just serve this local community and for each of you. And so, yeah, thank you. Tell somebody today what God has done for you and what you're grateful for. And yeah, just exactly like the psalm said. So let's declare his good works and make him known. And if you are looking to get your giving in for it to count this year, we're coming up to the deadline. So we've already passed the deadline for the app and online, but you can still give this week via e-transfer or drop check or that kind of stuff in the mailbox at the church. And so other than that, be blessed and see you in the new year. Amen.